Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 14, Monday, 2019, day 286. Today's topic, give thanks to God's eternal encouragement. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 115, verses 14 to 18, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 21 to chapter 25, verse 18. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 to 17, Proverbs 25 verse 15. Today's main passage, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 13 to 17. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. And through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is give thanks to God's eternal encouragement. Today, is Canada's Thanksgiving Day. Do you have anything to give thanks to the Lord? Paul reminds the church he built in Thessalonians to give thanks to the Lord in the midst of great sufferings. Number one, being chosen as first fruits. Number two, believe in the truth. Number three, through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Number four, share in the glory of Christ. In the same way, the church in Hong Kong and beyond needs this kind of eternal encouragement. We need to stand firm and hold fast of that four gifts from the Lord so that we can receive the Lord's eternal encouragement and can be encouraged and strengthened in every good deed and word to show forth the glory of Christ. Have you received the Lord's encouragement now? Are you willing to do it? Let us pray. Dear Abba, Father, help us to stand firm and hold fast of the four gifts from you, so that we can receive the four, so that we can receive your eternal encouragement and can be encouraged and strengthened in every good deed and word to show forth your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have that light of Christ to happen in your life because of God's eternal encouragement? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.